Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things breaking. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Well, we're going to say shalom, shalom to everyone that's listening. Shabbat shalom, shalom, shalom. Oh, my God. And those of us that are in the Sabbath, we want to thank you. Technical difficulties right now are over the place. My God, please have mercy. Today, we're dealing with Abib. And what is Abib to us? What do Abib mean to us? Abib is the beginning of the year to those that believe in God. It ain't just, you know, something that we just look or observe or, you know, you try to imitate the heathens, I should say. We try to imitate the heathens. And the truth be told is that they have a new year, and that's January the 1st. The reason why January the 1st exists is because this is really something. Yeah, it's something really going on here. Right. Forgive me. Let me unmute your mic. I know. It's just one of them evenings, you know, that the sounds of living waters want to be tripping. So give me a moment. Let me mute the studio so I can open up your mic. So tonight we're dealing with Abib. What is Abib to us? You know, because a lot of us, you know, we think we're serving God. You know, we want to serve God. You know, we want to serve him at our highest capacities. You know, the most of us, we serve God in the world sense, you know, and I mean in Christmas, man, we cook big dinners and we try to make sure the family was there and all that. But now that we found the truth, the family isn't there, and the family isn't trying to find the truth. The family is trying to find the closest thing to the world. Even though you have the truth, you see. So this is that thing. Give me a moment. I'm opening up this studio. Give me a second. This studio is giving me the F-A-U-X. No, the F-L-A-U-X. pit. Really? So, can you hear my microphone, my brother?
Good evening.
Yes, sir. There you go. Praise be the Most High God. Man, Drew, this is amazing, man. Tonight, brothers and sisters, at the going down of the sun, it's the appeal to those that believe in God. And I'm not talking about those that believe in God as just to say, oh, yeah, we worship the name of Jesus or Yahshua or whatever the condemnation you call yourself up under. But truth be told, tonight is the abyss. Anybody tell you tonight isn't the abyss, don't know God. Anybody that's telling you tonight is not the abyss and not to observe it, don't know the law of God. There's a thing that the law of God calls. That's called his laws and statutes. We got this thing here called the Passover. That's based off of the Abib. If you don't know where Abib is, it's impossible for us to keep the Passover. And the thing is that we're trying our best to perform those things in the land. Hopefully our God, when he come back, he can show us a more perfect way, that when he come back, we'll be able to keep those things in front of him. But as long as we're trying and we're showing him that we want to, he will. And he will. Tonight is a bid. How do you get to your bid? What does that mean to us? Well, it's the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of those things that belong to God. It's the first day of the year. It is when he said, let there be light. 14 days, 14,000 years later, we will be seeing New Jerusalem. That's coming. That belongs to the Father. The only time the Father came down from heaven is on the Passover. Dark in the skies, he came down and he comforted the Son while he was on the cross. He was giving himself for our sins. That was on the Passover. That's the only time the Father came down from heaven in the sight of man. But then, after the great white throne judgment, the 14th day of the creation, our God in heaven going to come down with New Jerusalem and accept those that have been passed over. We can't get to that without having a first day. The Passover, according to the law, is the 14th day of Abib. How do you get to the 14th day of Abib unless you begin at the first day? And some of us ask, how do we get to the first day? These are things we've got to answer. We need to answer these things tonight. Why? Because now, for those of us that are not preparing our own calendars, I should say, those of us that are not preparing, you need to listen. Those of us that know how to prepare their own calendar should be listening.
Dad, where are you?
I'm at home. Please mute your microphone. Okay. Thank you, Dad. So without further ado, I have Isaiah Israel of Israel, God in Christ. My brother, thank you for helping me plow in the vineyard this evening. This is a really big moment. A lot of us don't get a chance to introduce the feast days into the creation. Tonight is a good day. Tonight, we're going to introduce the feast days to the creation through Abib or Abib. Why? Because Abib is the beginning of the year to us that believe in God and His word. It doesn't matter whether or not if I eat pork or don't eat pork, or I keep the Sabbath day, if I don't keep the Sabbath day. None of those things matter. Right now, everything matters. Right now, Abib is the preeminent because it's the first day of everything that belongs to God. Please understand this. If there's anything in creation, it starts here. So with that being said, our brother Isaiah Israel, Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Hebrew. How are you?
Man, the Father is merciful. I'm here. It's a beautiful Sabbath. We want Sabbath closer to the Sabbath day. Man. And here we are in the Abib together. And now, the reason why I asked you that earlier, you know, about your brothers and family and everything, man, because I knew them personally and I worked with you personally at the class on that rooftop. We built that wall together. Our name is up on the top of that cornerstone. All our names, his name is on that cornerstone. He wrote it there. He made sure it was there.
You talking about the one on 75th or,
yes,
River, or Riverdale?
The one on 75th. Nah, right. The one on 75th.
Okay.
Yep, the one Danny bought. That one there is still there. His name is right there on that corner. That I guess when we set the extension to it and we set a line to it, well, we used that as the cornerstone, and that cornerstone had all our names written in it. Your brother's name is there. Hallelujah. Being a part of the work. Well, if you got a scripture for us, you know, we can open up with that and then I'll pray us in and then we'll get into the scripture.
All right, well, I'm gonna go to a favorite scripture that, you know, I always do when I give my lesson. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir, you're clear. You're loud and clear.
All right. Well, I want to go to 1 John and 2. 1 John 2, 3, and we're going to go from 3 to 7 for the first scripture reading because this is very important. One, because the month of Abib, which is the beginning of months, and this is leading us into the feast days of the Lord, not the holidays of the Roman Catholic Church doctrine. This is leading us into the feast days of the Lord because part of the commandments that God have orchestrated man to do from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. And I will start reading in verse 3. It says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him himself also to walk, even as he walked. 7, he said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
Amen.
And we're going to always ask, as we teach the word of God, that we ask the Lord to add a blessing to the reading of his word for the edification for our souls, individually, for our souls, that he may edify all in the gospel of Christ. And I say amen as well.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and the brethren and the family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Your blessing is because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and the family as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. Now, Father, please send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak the word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the faith of the woman. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well, and give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name, for your mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Jew. Well,
you might have to speak up a little bit, Hebrew.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're a little soft-spoken.
Okay. So how is my microphone volume right now? How is that?
It's I won't say very low, but it's like you talking back off the mic. It's
how about now?
I can hear you just a little bit stronger.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, like you talking now, I can hear you a little bit better. It seems like you just talking kind of low, because you're soft-spoken. You're not a loud brother.
Well, when the Spirit hears Jake, but trust me, we're going to get loud up in here. We're going to do this thing. Yeah, we haven't got started yet. But look at here, bro. Look at here. Let's get started with these scriptures, Jew. Let's do this.
Okay.
First and foremost, what is the ABIB to us? What do that mean to us, right? So let's start this where it was first mentioned. Go to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1. Exodus 12 and 1. Exodus
And you, when you receive it, read down to the two.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
See, this ain't for everybody. The word of God isn't for, we think that because we tell people the word of God, or we introduce them to God, or we may show them a couple of the scriptures that belong to God, that they supposed to receive the word of God because they heard the word of God. That's not true. The word of God is sent to those who are heirs unto salvation, nobody else. That's it. Unfortunately,
Amen.
You're going to have those that are going to be born in the second resurrection. They are not born to hear these things that the God of Israel revealed to us to share, such as Abed.
And that's one reason why the Lord say he choose us. We don't choose him. He choose us because the Lord, at some point, the Lord know that you looking. The Lord know that you want to know. So the Lord see that, brothers and sisters. He see this, and he choose you. Now, after that, you have to walk in the ways of the Lord in all his statutes, his ordinance, his commandments, his laws as a whole. And in those laws, brothers and sisters, the month of Abib is there. In his laws, brothers and sisters, his commandments is there. In his laws, his holy days is there. In the book, the whole plan of God is there. We just have to be able, once God choose us, to walk in the ways of God. And that's not given to everybody, like you said, brother, because everybody don't want to accept it. Just because we bring the word to him, or the Lord calls us to bring the word to him.
Agreed. And to receive this on that wise is that not everybody is not called to receive it. Ask
That's
the
right.
Pharaoh of Egypt.
That's
so
right.
Some of us is not called to receive it. So we
That's
got
right.
some of us that's called onto damnation. Ask Judas. He was born for that. Pharaoh was born for that, you know, but not to take up a lot. We want to get to this here point of the Abib. So let's look at this. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 16 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 16 and verse 1, and let's read to the 2.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord that God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord that God brought thee forth out of the land, out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord that God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there.
Now, here's the question. Observe the month of Abib. How do we, you know, because, you know, the word of God didn't say that the Levite is supposed to teach us this. The word of God didn't say anybody else other than our father or maybe our mother, who our father wasn't present, was supposed to teach us these things. He said this. Let's go to Exodus, chapter 12.
Okay.
Exodus chapter 12. And verse 26.
Okay, I'm there. And it shall
and read
come to
the
pass.
27. Read to the 28.
26. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? And ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshiped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they.
So you see here in verse 26, and it came to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by the service? See, your children ain't going to say to your pastor. That's not the law. Your children ain't going to say to your priest, that's not the law. Your children are not going to say to your rabbi or any of those, you know, your elder brothers. No, he's not going to say that. He's going to ask you what these things mean. So you are supposed to teach your family about a beard in the Passover. That's your responsibility, nobody else's, as we see right here in verse 26. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, nobody else's responsibility but yours to teach your children how to keep the feast days. None other than that, not one. It's no excuse for it. Cannot be excused for it, and there is no excuse for it, that you allow another man to teach your house how to serve God when you're capable. Now, if your wife is a whore or an adulteress, then she'll seek anything out. But if your wife is binding to you and trusting in you, this conversation don't exist pertaining to her as a whore. So this is what got us kicked out the land. We start pertaining to the things that belong to the land or the world instead of here. We're supposed to teach our children how to keep the Sabbath day. Not our teacher. Your teacher tell you, okay, the Sabbath day is this, the Passover is this, the feast day is this. That's not their responsibility. The responsibility falls on you to teach your own children how to keep the laws and statutes of God. When is the month of Abib? That's the question. That's the question, right? Well, let's look at that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1 and 1. Let's read to the 5.
Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the dark. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
There go judgment. Right there. There go judgment. People don't understand that. That's judgment. I just decided what is light and what is darkness. That's judgment. And when did that judgment take place? On the first day of the week. When do the first day of the week take place? Right after the seventh day of the week. Wow. The first day of the week and the eighth day of the week is one and the same. What do you mean? The great white throne judgment take place on the first day of the week, which just so happened to be after the 1,000 years. Here we are. This is that thing. You see? So now we see that God is showing us that he has not only a beginning of time, but then he has the beginning of a week. What do you mean? Skip down to Genesis chapter 2 and verse, no, forgive me, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 30. No, yes, Genesis. Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir, forgive me. Genesis 1 and 30, when you receive your reading.
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Continue.
Keep going.
Yes, sir.
And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
So now we see here, we see the end of a work. He saw that everything that he had made was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Up until the fourth day, you didn't have the word good implemented as far as a day. You know, you had an evening and a morning was the first day, the evening and the morning was the second day, the evening and morning was the third day, and the evening and morning was the fourth day, and it was good. Evening and morning was the fifth day, and it was good. The evening and the morning was the sixth day, and it was good. Brothers and sisters, you just picked up a bit. What do you mean? When you look at your calendar right now, it should say April 1st. If you look at your calendar right now, it should be a dark moon. It should be no other moon there but a black dot. That's considered a new moon. For 3 days, that moon is going to look like that. For 3 days, that moon is going to be absent of light because light have not been created yet to reflect off of the moon as we know it. 3 days, the first day, the second day, the third day, and let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse, Genesis 1, oh my God, I was going to go to the 14th. Genesis chapter 1, in verse, 14. Okay. I stand corrected. In Genesis chapter 1 and 14, when you receive it, read.
God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Stop. So now he created an element to give a physical definition or identification of what a day and an evening is supposed to look like. Before that, we was up under the calendar of God. What do you mean the calendar of God? A day with God is 1,000 years. Up until here, we was up under that calendar, 1,000 years. Here, we picked up the 24-hour window. The clock got smaller here. The time clock of eternity got smaller here. The cogs of eternity got a little bit more intricate. Now, the days I represent a 24-hour period. The days are representing day and night, signs, seasons, years, months, right? This is what they created for. This is what the sun and the moon is created here in verse 4. 1, 2, 3, guess what you're starting at again? Light. 4 is light. Guess what? 5 is water, which would be 2, and 6 is earth, which would be 3. He's just repeating himself. He's letting us know that he's God and he don't change, and that the times and seasons are secured in the law. What do he mean? What is this? Read this 14 down to verse 19. When you receive it, read.
14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser night light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Now, we're 4 days into this week. Wait a minute. What is the first day of the month of Abib? Now, go look at that moon. It don't exist. It won't exist for 3 days. And on the fourth day, you're going to see this little bitty slither of life, just as the law said it would, because that's the way things go. That's the law. That's the law of now. In the evening and the morning were the first day. We had a bed, people. Right here is a bed. We're trying to get to the Passover. That is to say, when God passed over our sins and allow us into New Jerusalem. We're trying to get there from here. Here, we're trying to get there. You can't take part in the Passover unless you've been circumcised on the eighth day. We're trying to get there from here. This is the first day. We got to count 13 more to get to here, to the Passover. Because this is when New Jerusalem come down from God. The Father never came down from heaven until the Passover. When Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the heavens got dark. The earth got dark. At noonday, he came down and shut it down. People say that Jesus, you know, the Father couldn't look at sin and all. No, that's a lie. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to watch my son or child, God forbid, or any pet that I own die and I'm not there with it. And it's been loving me, showing me. And now I got a God in heaven, don't have the compassion to bear his son while he died for our sins? And we'll bear a dog while it's dying of cancer. Really? This is what this is all about. We're trying to get to the 14th day, brothers and sisters. This is the whole thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, he said, for times and months, times and days. Let's look at this. He said, I'm in the fifth day. Please forgive me. Let's see. I'm pick it back up again here, and it said at the 14th, and let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, and for years. All right, so now let's go to Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Revelation 11 and 1. Let's look at this definition here before we go into a further definition, because we got to know what he's talking about. What is this? What did he mean in Genesis chapter 1 and 14? Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. What do that mean to us as servants of God? The Bible isn't for everybody. Proverbs is clear on that wise. Because Proverbs, Solomon speak as the first person. He said, my son, my son. Psalms, David speak as the second person, as the son. Funny how that works out between David and Solomon, where David is actually Solomon's father, but Solomon in Proverbs is actually talking to David as the father. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's look at that. It says this. Let's go into Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Revelation 11 and 1. When you receive a read. And Isaiah, do you have a calculator on your phone?
I do.
Can you obtain it?
I can.
Okay, good. Would you do that right fast for us? So that when we get into this, I want you to open up the windows of heaven to these, to the family of God.
I have the calculator.
You never heard this before. You never heard this before. You just as new as this as anybody off the street. And I, this is the best part about all of this, is that the word of God is a testimony of itself. You are going to witness that the law is forever. Revelation chapter 11 and 1, and I hope you have your calculator open so that we can look at that.
I do.
Amen.
Revelation 11. How far you want me to go down?
Read to the 3.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And
wait,
I will
wait
give
a minute. Stop. In Genesis chapter 1 and 14, the sun is given for signs, seasons, days, night, days, stuff like that. Months. 42 months. Right?
Yes.
Verse 2. Right? What is the month of God? That's the next question. Because, see, we just can't read that and say, oh, I know what a month of God is, because my calendar say this month is 31 days. You can't use this calendar to justify this law, because that calendar isn't based off of the law. You can't use it. You got to stop right there. I'm telling you right there, you can't use that calendar to justify this law, and I'm going to show you why. 42 months, verse 3, when you receive it, read.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.
Now, Isaiah, just by reason of knowledge, brother, how much time is this that we're looking at right now? The time dispensation right here, is it 20 years? Is it 15 years? What would it be?
Well, you asked the question, so my disability don't allow me to answer. I apologize.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Let me go forward then. This is the thing. 1260. Take your calculator. Take your calculator. All right, 1260 by 42. And it should tell you how many days in a month.
You
give
say
me,
divide.
1260 by 42.
That's, oh, hold on 1 second, Israel. Sit tight. 1 minute. 30 months.
Can't be 31. It's no 31 left over.
No, I said 30. It's 30 months.
30. So a day with God is 30, right? A month to God is 30. So let's do this. Let's say 30 times 42, and let's see if we can come up with that. Let's say 30 times 42, multiply that. 30 times 42, what do we have? Can't go wrong. It's testifying of itself. I didn't add that there. It's right there. So obviously a month of God is 30 days. So when he created the sun and the moon, when he said the evening and the morning was the first day, he meant that a month to him was going to be what? 30 days. Let's look at this a little further. Let's multiply 30 times 42 and see what we come up with.
We coming up with the same thing, though. 1260.
What?
If you multiply, hold on, my fault. Hold on, you should come up with 12, but hold on, let's see. 42 divided into 30. Well, no, that's not right.
No, I said 30 times 42. That was my question.
That's 1260.
1260, same count, isn't it? So obviously, a month of God, a month to God is 30 days. We can't use the Roman Gregorian calendar to justify the feast days because the feast days are based upon a 30-day increment. So when you start from the month of Abib, you got to count 180 days just to get to the seventh month. Because a month to God, according to Genesis chapter 1 and 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, and Revelation chapter 11, 1, 2, and 3, a month is 30 days. So that's the law and the testimony. Am I correct? That's the law and the testimony. But no. Let us get another witness here. Let's go into Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11, because remember now, we are in the month of Abib. We got to know how to celebrate the month of Abib. Genesis chapter 7. No, that's not what I said. I said Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. When you receive a read. Genesis 7 and 11, when you receive a read. Go ahead.
Hold on 1 second. Genesis 7 and 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. Keep going.
Keep going. What do you mean? Hold on. Read that verse again. Read it again.
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month.
So now we're not dealing with anything. We're dealing with in the 600th year of Noah's life, right? When in the second month, the second month of Noah. Now, obviously Noah knew what a month was, because he's talking to us as though Noah know. And obviously Moses know what the law is and what a month is, because he's talking to Moses, because Moses wrote Genesis chapter 7. Now read that 7 and 11 again. Look what you pick up. Watch that. Read it again.
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open. And
now,
the rain was...
We just found out that a month to God is 30 days. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. We just read there that in Genesis chapter 11, it said, Genesis chapter 7, it said, in the second month, on the 17th day of the second month, the fountains of the deep was open. Am I correct?
Correct.
So, the law and the testimony is saying this, that that first month, which isn't mentioned, is 30 days, plus 17 that we just read there in the second month. So you got to add 30 plus 17. Do you have your calculator open?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to open it up, because right now I want you to add up 30 and 17.
I mean, multiply it.
No, add it.
47.
Thank you. Now skip down. Okay. Skip down to verse 17. 7 and 17. When you receive a read.
Hold on 1 second. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. How far you want me to go down?
Keep reading.
And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went
I needed,
up from
actually,
the face.
Actually, I just needed you to read verse 17. No, forgive me. Genesis, man. What is going on here? Please forgive me. Genesis chapter 11 and verse 32.
You want me to go to Genesis 11?
Yes, Genesis. Oh, my God. Genesis chapter 7. Because remember now, you read in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Yeah, this thing is really tricky now. I'm going to have to go back to my pages. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 24.
Okay, I'm at Genesis 7 and 24.
Read.
And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. That's it.
Now, the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days. But you just added 30 and 17, right?
Correct.
Okay, now add 150 to that.
It's 197.
Okay, so that's 197 altogether, right? Now, go into Genesis chapter 1, chapter 8, and read to the 4. Genesis chapter 8, verses 1 to the 4.
And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters a swag. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of the heaven were stopped, and the rain from the heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day on the month upon the fountains of Ararat.
So upon the mountain of Ararat, the waters were abated in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, take that 197, right,
mm-hmm.
and subtract it by 17.
180.
There you go. Remember now, Genesis chapter 8 just said the seventh month began there. 17 days later, the ark was on top of Mount Ararat. The trumpets is right there. 180 days later, you see that? See it? The same 17 days, the same 17 days that was in the second month. You just subtracted from the seventh month, and you just landed yourself on the first day of the seventh month, brother, according to the law of 30 days. Are you hearing this? You don't get this.
I'm taking it in.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Take 30 and multiply it by 6. Because remember
that's
now, 180. One to God is 30 days, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so a month to God is 30 days. So let's add 6 to it. Add 30 times 6, and what do you come up with?
That's 180.
Add 17 to it, what you come up with?
197.
There you go. There's your 17th day right there in Genesis chapter 8 and 4. See that? month of God is 30 days. Can't get around it. So when you deal with the Abib, you got to say the Abib is 30 days every day, every year. The Abib got to be 30 days. In fact, the first and the second month, Isaiah, has to be 30 days. Both of them. You have to have a complete 60-day increment. Seriously. Let's go back to Revelation, chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. Let's pick it back up at 2, right? And read 2 and 3. We're going to do some more math.
All right, I'm there.
Okay, read 2, and when you receive it, read.
But the courts which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under 42, under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth.
Stop. Now go to Revelation chapter 12 and pick it up at verse 5.
And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Continue.
You got to tell me where to stop.
Continue.
All right. You got to make sure you tell me where to stop. And the woman
yes, sir,
fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God, and they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Stop.
And there
how
was
long is that, brother? How long is that? Exactly. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to divide 1260 by 30. There go that conversation again, right there. Listen at it. Pay attention to it. It's going to tell you the law again. Divide 1260 by 30 and let it come up to you. Let it tell you what it is.
42, it's 42 months.
Case in point, Revelation chapter 11, verse 2. So Revelation chapter 11, verse 2, Revelation chapter 12, and verse 6 are verse. Both of those two verses are correlating with each other. Both of those two verses are articulating with each other. So a month of God is 30 months. 30 times 42 is 1260.
30 days.
1260 divided by 42 is 30. 30 times 42 is 1260. 1260 divided by 30 is 42. It don't miss a beat. Daniels and John is on the same page. Daniels and John, my brother, is on the same page. Let's go to Daniels chapter 12 and verse 3.
You say 12 and 3?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm there.
When you see the read.
How far you want me to go down, sir?
Read down to the 6.
Praise the Lord. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood another two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?
Continue. He's going to give you an answer.
And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto the heaven, and sweared by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Continue.
He
introduced to us a time, and a time and a half. 3.5 years. 3.5. Let's not forget that digit. 3.5. 3.5. 5 represent a half of a whole, because a whole is a 10 in numerics. Numerality. So 3.5 is 7. That'll be six and a half.
No, 3.5. 3.5 and 3.5.
3.5. Thank you. Yes, 3.5. Thank you for saying that, brother. Thanks for clearing me up. I was like, wait a minute, that don't sound right. That's why I take two.
The witnesses, them two witnesses, brother, is those that's supposed to teach 3.5 years. They're supposed to witness 3.5 years. And if I'm be right, Jesus is supposed to be witness for 3.5 years, teach for 3.5 years, if I'm saying that right. Did you hear me? Because the witness is going to witness for 42 months. Daniel is confirming it. Revelations confirmed it. And that's what we're reading about. 8. He said, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? He just told us. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. You want me to continue? Do you want me to continue?
Yes, sir.
10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is the man that waited.
Stop. No. The abomination of desolate is set up at 1290. No, brother. Who is the abomination of desolate? What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to go into the most holy place and declare himself God. That's what he's going to do. And he said, from that point is 1290.
No, it's not correct.
He said it's 1290.
Correct.
Now,
Let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. Look at Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Watch this. Matthew 24 and 15.
How far you want me to go down?
Man, read down to the 18. We're not going to dig too deep in this. I just want you to get some numbers.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make
one. Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24.
Oh, okay. My fault. Okay. And 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in a holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand.
See, Isaiah, we just got to reading that he's going to be in a holy place at 1290. Ain't that what Daniel said?
Yes, sir.
Daniel said he gonna be in a holy place at 1290. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 12 and read it again. Because it's the reason why Jesus told us this. Pay attention to these windows, man. Listen to what he said. Because this 30-day calendar is going to lead to salvation, and we're not giving it honor, and we're not looking at it as we're supposed to.
He said 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
There it is. Now, go to Revelation. Now go back to Matthew chapter 24 and 15, because he tell you when the abomination make it set up, right? He tells you when he set up, when you see it. So go back to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. He tell you what to do. Watch this. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. And don't forget that 1290 is still on the table. Don't forget that.
When therefore ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountain. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. That's 18.
Continues.
And woe unto them that are without child and to them that give suck in those days.
Now, wait a minute. Now, remember that, now, we're still dealing with that 1900, because the abomination make it desolate sets up at 1290. So he's telling us, and he's reminding us again, remember during them days, the 1290 days. The 1290 days, no other days. When you see the abomination make it desolate set up at the 1290, Jesus is saying, as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, remember those days. Are we listening? Now, bag it up and read it again.
From where to where?
Matthew chapter 24 and verse 16.
He said, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall, no, nor ever shall be. 22.
Stop. So when you see the abomination that's made it desolate, he said to flee.
At the 1290,
he said, don't go back to your house. None of that good stuff. Be out of there. He said, because he going to bring the great tribulation period. Now, go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. And let's pick it up at verse 6.
You say Matthew 12 and verse 6, correct?
No, Revelation 12 and 6.
Okay. All right, I'm there.
Read.
To how far?
Just read until I tell you to stop.
And the woman fled into the wilderness where she have a place prepared of God. And they should feed her there 1,260 days.
Stop!
And then,
when you see the abomination of desolation staring up at the 1290, Jesus said what? Come on, man.
He said
what
that
Jesus
they
said
flee.
To do when you see him.
What, the abomination make desolation?
Yeah, when you see him sit on the holy place, what did Jesus say to do?
He said flee.
Thank you. So he gave you a time window. This door ain't open for everybody. This door ain't open forever. So he gave you a time window. Daniel's gave you this as Daniel's what? Spoken of as Daniel's a prophet. 1290. Are you listening? You're going to see him at 1290. Now, go to Revelation chapter 12 and pick it up in verse 6. No, verse 8.
It says, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice. Keep going.
Yes, sir.
Keep going.
Yes, sir.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
This
and
the
they
devil.
Overcame them by...
Yes, sir. This the devil, man. Read on.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death.
This spirit here, you're going to have in the great tribulation period. You're going to have this spirit in the great tribulation period. I'm going to tell you why. Read on.
Therefore, rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he have but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, when she is nourished for a time, and times, and a half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away from the flood, the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which God, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
There it is. So you got that 1260 there. So you divide. Now here it is. Take your calculator. Remember now, Daniel said when you see him, flee, right? So divide 1260 from 1290. So you're dividing John from Daniel. So Daniel is holding 1290. You take 1290 from Daniel, and you subtract 1260 from John, and you'll come up with a month is for God. So what's 1260 and 1290, and what's the denomination?
It's 30.
There it is. Can't get around it. You see that? They're witnessing on each other. They're a witness to the prophet. They're a witness to the law and the testimony. They're witnessing to each other. They're testifying of the law and the testimony. They are a witness to themselves. They're letting us know what a month is to God. We can't use this Gregorian calendar and say this is a month. This is why we are all over the place. This is why you got some of us is keeping the feast a month ahead of the equinox. We have no idea that that is the first day of summer. And you can't keep the summer feast in the winter. That's why they out of control with that madness. That's why. And then they're going to have the atonement in the summer. Imagine that. You're not even going to get to the winter equinox before you have the atonement, brother. The atonement is a winter feast.
I'm just a reader here. I don't want to share my opinion. I like to stay in my place with some things, and I just think people is missing the point. Everybody is missing the point. But the Lord has showed me this year. I think it's a reason why. I'm going to hold off that. I'll tell you off the air because I know you lie. So I'm going to wait.
All right, well, then, look, let's finish this precept. And if you want to share with everybody, then we will. If not, then we just close out. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
I'm sure,
the thing
I'm
a, is that
I'm
we just kind of show
with
everybody.
You.
Yeah, well, that's fine, brother. Yeah, well, we could talk about it, you know. My thing is that people need to know what a bib is and that where it comes from. And you can't just come and say, well, a bib started here and you got to hide 28 days and then Daniel's will blow on you, man. What do you mean? Why? Because they say, well, you got to have 28 days, say 14, 7, 14, 21, 28. That sounds good on paper. Right
well,
until you get into
all,
Daniel chapter 9,
all, let me say this.
He said, are you hearing me?
Yeah, go ahead.
See, when you get into Daniel chapter 9, it says, well, he say that the sacrifice and oblations take place in the middle of the week. So that 7, which will be Friday, 28, which will be Friday, 14 will be Friday, 21 would be Friday, and 28 will be Friday. So if you're saying that this would constitute a month to you, then Daniel testifying against you because he said the sacrifice and oblations are going to cease in the midst of the week. You done in the water. Can't do nothing with it. Nothing.
Can't do nothing with Daniels. Daniels is going to touch. You can't touch Daniels. Nobody can touch him. Nobody. Nobody can touch him. He's untouchable. Moses is untouchable. They untouchable. You can't touch them. And so if you're going to sit up there and say that, Daniel was going to testify against you. He's untouchable. 1290.
So you got those 30 days left over. Explain that.
No, brother. It's just testifying that a month of God is 30 days, bro.
Okay. I just want you to explain it for the people. John
that walked with Jesus Christ is consistent with Moses that was with him on the top of the mountain. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same one. The same one that was with Moses is the same one that was talking to John and giving him the same message. So when, now here's the thing. Now watch this again. Where your calculator at?
I have it.
Okay. The subtract 1290 from 1260.
That's 30 days all day.
We still having that conversation?
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
You see that? You see the conversation don't change during the Word of God. You see how you're consistent? You see how you're consistent from Genesis to Revelation.
Right, but I don't think that's the issue. I think that's an issue for a man. I do think that's not an issue for the Bible. Well, it comes in for my brothers that when you using the calendar, everybody want to use different calendars. You have to use what's presented, and that's the English calendar. Now, we know that it's just like night and day. We know the evening and the morning is the first day. We know 12 o'clock midnight ain't the first day. We know that it ain't another day. Strike that first day. We know it's not another 12 o'clock midnight is not another day. Okay. Now, this, and I'm just throwing this out here, but everybody is trying to use what they think is right. But what you pointed out here that I see, have always seen, is that it's 30 days. God deal with 30 days. God don't deal with 30. God don't deal with 29. God don't deal with 31. God deal with 30 days. So, and we can only deal with the months and the years and the days that we read, if you follow me. This is simple. The months, the days, and the years. We know it ain't 13 years. It's not. It's not 13 months. It's 12 months. Simple. I don't see how this is so hard. God deal with 30 days. I don't see how this is so hard, and it's clearly pointed out in Daniel. Clearly pointed out in Revelation that Jesus said. So why are we man as a whole, not saying nobody in particular, man as a whole that say we spirit you, why are we having complications? When the Lord set the month, Abib, he said that would be the beginning of months. Abib, April, is the first year of the month. Why we have this issue, why aren't we counting 30 days from there? Why not? And then after that, 30 days from there, why not? Why are we having this problem with the moon? When we know, and I know I'm venturing off somewhere, that's why I say I like to be quiet. I'm just listening. I'm just the reader here. Why is we having this problem when we know it's dealing with more than one moon in a month? I can go deeper, but I'm just throwing that out there because I'm just a reader right now. And that's why people.
Well, let me get back to this precept because we only got a few minutes left in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got like about maybe 10 minutes left. Then we got to close out.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just going to say this, bro. And I'm, you know, and a bit, man, and it's the beginning of the month. Just like
correct.
We read in the, and let's go back to Genesis.
Okay.
Let's go back to Genesis.
And you clearly pointed out in the scriptures, God deal with 30 days. 30 days. Who are we to change it? Because of eclipse or because of this, and the third. Who are we to change it? But Genesis where?
Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11.
Okay. All right.
Seven. Yes, sir. When you receive it, read.
7 and 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open.
Stop. Are we listening? What did he just say, brother? Listen at what he just said. He said, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, we just found out that a month of God is 30 days. If we believe that when he said second month, 30 is a second conversation to our consciousness. Are you listening?
Well, you're going where I was going, but go ahead.
That's what I meant. Hold on one second.
He didn't say the second month and the second month and 2 days. He didn't say that. He didn't say the second month and one more day. He said the second month. And we already know, as you just proved in the Bible, in the scriptures, in Genesis and in Revelations and in Daniel, in the beginning of the book, the middle of the book, and the end of the book, this is how I go with the Holy Ghost. It's 30 days.
Amen.
So now you're into the
That's...
second month. I mean, come on now. I've been in this for 40 years. Oh, I'm just quiet.
Amen.
I don't say much, but he said the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of the heaven were open.
Yes. In the seventh month, brother, in the seventh month. No. Read that Genesis chapter 8 and 4.
Oh, yeah.
Listen at it.
You're right about that, but we were just right here. So let's go to Genesis 8 and 4. Let's read that then. Let's read that. 8 and 4. He said, and the ark rested in the seventh month. On the 17th day of the month.
Amen.
Upon the fountains, on the mountains of Iraq. He said, and the waters decreased continually into the 10th month. 30 days is a month, according to the Lord. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month. He didn't say the first day, and this is what the Lord then showed me right here. This day. He keeps saying it. He is persistent, as you said. He is exact. He don't change.
Yep.
And that's the only thing we can go by is the 30 days that God set up. He didn't change it. He never told us to change it. He said it. He said in Revelation. We already know what Revelations say 22 at the end if you add or take away. Ooh. When the Lord say 42 months, he meant 42 months, 3.5 years.
Bruh, God is my witness, man. People don't understand why I keep reminding them that you can't add or take away from the book. And they take that lightly, and they want to play with the name of God, and they want to play with the name. They want to play with those things that belong to him. And I'm telling you, brother, you can't add or take away from the word. And you say you are a wicked individual. You might have a shot if you don't play with the gospel. But some of us, man, will bring the gospel to our foolishness. And this is and justify our foolishness. Bruh, we don't want to do that. You don't ever want to taint what's holy.
Well, let's keep reading it. Let's go down to 11. Let's read 11 real quick, and let's take it to the 14. He said, and the dove came in to him in the evening. He's still dealing in the evening. That's the beginning of the day to the Lord. We read that Genesis 1 through 5. And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. Pluck it off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And the seventh, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. And it came to pass in the 600th year, in the first month, the month of Abib, the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. He said the first month and the first day.
Hey. Zay, first month is a bid, bro.
That's what I just, right. That's why the Lord had me to keep going. But let's keep going.
Hey.
Watch this. And he said, and look, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And this is it. And in the second month, on the 7th and 22nd day of the month was the earth dry. Wait a minute. Hold up. He didn't say on the 28th day, the second month.
What?
It went to 20. Man, you better stop. Jesus know what he's doing. We don't
better
pay
know
attention to this.
Mm. You're not reading.
We're not reading.
Nope.
See, it doesn't matter whether the month go up to 31 or 32 or 45. It doesn't matter. God deal with months as 30. As 30. Why do you think when it's a leap year? Hold up. Wait a minute. Why do you think that they add those other 2 days over to February? If the day's got to go to 30, look on the calendar. It's right there. They don't leave it blank. That seventh day, you still got 7 days in that week. And the Lord just showed me right here. It went 7 days. Because even in the month of 30, you got 7 calendar days. But go ahead, Israel.
No, I was just saying, Jew, and I'm in total agreement what the Father revealed to you and allowed you to put forward, you know, concerning that this calendar, that's the calendar of God, the foundation is 30 days.
That's the,
you know
wait,
what I mean?
You just said it, hold up. You said that, and this is how we got to do things, brothers and sisters. It's the calendar of God. The calendar of God is 30 days. The wisdom of God is the month of Abib begins the first day of the new month, the first month of the year, according to God, is April. And Lord say that's the beginning of mine. He didn't say just 5 days a week here. He said 7 days. That's why the Lord had me to read this. We got to understand the will of God. Why you think that the Lord say the wisdom of this world is foolishness unto God? But what man? Why you think he didn't have men to write the Bible? The Lord have always had me to say that. He had holy men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's why Daniel spoke for 30. That's why the Lord, Jesus himself, spoke for 30. And it's been, because that's why you think I just said Genesis, it was 30 you brought up through the Holy Ghost, through the Word. Daniel, in the middle of the book, you brought, man, this is all important. Daniel, 30 days, and then Revelations. At the end, God's still talking about these 30 days. Even when he's dealing with the witness, those 3.5 years, 6 months, 3.5 years, 42 months, even the half still deal with months. He didn't say, because those 42 months, that's why the Lord said he deal with years, months, and days. Why he said 42 months? Those 42 months add up to 3.5 years, 3 years and 6 months. Bottom line.
Go ahead, Israel.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, Israelite.
Nice.
Man, Juice.
Man, thank you. Israelite, stepping up and being excellent scribe, when reading was man, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the time and
just, let me say something else.
Studio, but man, Jude, everything, let man. I gotta tell you, like I said, we pop about an hour and a half, maybe. Sometimes an hour and 45 minutes, but you don't even know it because, you know, the gospel is
right.
Johnson, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know,
you
those things
you really
we don't even pay attention to, man, because the word be flowing, you know, and those things, the good things God be having for us, man, he be sharing, and that's what you want, you know, and you want to receive that in the hours, you know, because that's what we live for.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for this question? How can you tell a wise man? How can you tell a wise man from a fool? How? When he opened his mouth, he gonna always be considered wise, always. But then when he opened his mouth, a wise man know whether he a fool, whether he just don't understand, or whether he should just be quiet. Well, I don't say nothing. That's why I don't. And that's why the Most High had me to, and I'm real, this real talk, why the Most High had me to point that out. And he just, and it's just to clarify and collaborate with what the Lord had you to show and teach through this 30 days. So, yeah, Hebrew. And all we got to do is read the book. And the Lord will spell it out for us. But if we want to know, if we want to take it upon our own self to know when the book is right here and for us to get some wisdom and understanding, we're going to always not know. We're going to always lean on our own understanding. And that's what's happening with this Adar, with this Equinox. We're not reading a book. We're just not reading. And it's clear. Clear. As night and day, as the evening and the morning is the first day. That's as clear to me.
Well, praise be the Lord, brother. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm in agreement with the winter and the summer Equinox. they acknowledge it as the spring and the fall, which is a crafty deception by Satan. But
yes,
he had to acknowledge it because man was going to find it. So he found it, and so he called it the spring equinox, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the summer. It's only two
mm-hmm.
seasons in the Bible, winter and summer. That's it.
That's right.
And winter and the summer both have a place in the calendar of God. The summer began at the equinox at March 21st, and winter began at September 22nd at the winter equinox.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you say the harvest feast and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. That's the winter season.
I agree.
You know, right now we're coming into the summer feast because this
Correct.
Is the Abib. This is the beginning of summer. You know,
Correct.
The weather should
Correct.
Be, we should be seeing a 70 degree within a week.
But do you see this, though? You do see this. That's why
yeah.
it didn't change. That's why you do see some 70 degrees and some touch 80 and 60. It don't change, Israel.
Right.
God don't change. God's going to show you at some
you know,
point what I say in the Bible is real. It's only two, summer and winter.
Well, I got to say this, Jew, bro, you got to close out. You're up against
okay.
the clock. It's already 9
okay.
o'clock. See, I told you, man. I told you. You said, well, you know, such and such. I said, bro, I'm going to tell you, man, these precepts, you get lost in time because when you're in the Word of God, it's eternal. You lose, it become eternal. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
So, I agree.
Hey,
yeah.
It is what it is. So, hey, bro,
yep.
hey, thank you for encouraging the Word and encouraging the Spirit this evening. Man, I love to have you more often on these Friday evening to deal with these fruits of the Spirit. People need to know that, man. People need to know
yes.
how to be better themselves. You know, we can be better us. You know, I ain't trying to be a better
yeah.
you. I ain't trying to be a better you.
Hey.
I ain't trying to be
Amen.
A better you. I need to be a better
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
So
I was saying,
what
I was saying something like that today.
Yeah, well, I think, man, look, well, after these feast days, brother, I want to get to these fruits of the Spirit precepts, bro, and I'm going to start from
okay.
ground zero. And we're going to go there. I touch down with you on it. Are you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll
all
touch
right.
bases,
hey,
man. And don't forget, Jacob is going to be bringing a synopsis on the Abib tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so you want to check him out. At the BOC
All right,
Bible Christian Guy. Yeah, check
temple.
Him out. He's finna drop it. I'm gonna be reading from him. I'm gonna be reading for him.
All right, 10:4.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be reading for
right.
him, so check it out.
All right. Right.
So okay, good. So everyone is listening. We wanna thank everybody for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here, and want to thank our brother Isaiah Israel, man. What's the name of the camp again? And where can we reach you at if we're going to need some inspiration?
Israel Church is Israel Church of God in Christ. I'm teaching out of Nashville, Tennessee. I teach 99 hours a day, but 7 days a week. But my regular time is on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday on the seventh day at 10 o'clock a.m. I teach twice, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. with ICOGIC, Israel Church of God in Christ.
Amen, Jew. So we thank you for taking the time out and experiencing the Word and especially in your views in the gospel. And we want to say this and everybody, man, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, happy Abib. Happy Abib.
Yeah, happy
Abib. Man, all praise to the Most
yes.
High God. We here. We made it to another one. And we'll talk to you later. Be back here again at 10 o'clock a.m. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, brother.
appreciate fountains of the living water.
Amen.
Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high, I've lost faith from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water, radio show.